This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. The Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 332 of Swish and Flick. I'm Teef.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Kate.
And this episode is sponsored by Mary Charlotte Kletner.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
I hope I said your last name right.
That sounds right.
Okay. So we've actually moved on to another chapter for the first time in what feels like forever.
For the first time in forever, we are talking about a new chapter.
I was going to say something similar, but I didn't want to get jinxed.
The Bribe. And it's from Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
And Katie's going to be really sad.
11. Yeah, so make sure that you have read it.
Oh my God.
And you're ready to corrupt your way through the details.
Mia thought we were going to say Teef, Meef, and Keef.
I thought about it, actually. Aww, I genuinely did think
that.
That
would have been
it.
Funny.
Recap.
Whoa.
That hurt my throat a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
We reached the actual tale of Creature's Tale. Can you believe it? We got the whole story, and it's real sad. Harry has a hard time forgiving Creature, but Hermione helps him through it. His tone towards Creature changes when he asks him to find dung, and he gifts Creature the fake locket.
Nice, Harry.
Nice.
I know that one.
All right. Do you?
Yes.
Took you eons.
Took me eras.
Nice.
Nice.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
So Harry, in his sweet little sweet mind, thinks that if Creature is able to escape the Lake TM, then he's going to be able to capture Mundungus very easily and quickly. And oh how wrong we are.
I mean, we don't like dung, but like, he's good at what he does.
He's slimy.
Very slimy.
Slimy like dung. Sorry, that was really uncalled for.
That was gross.
It was.
Anyways, so much to Harry's disappointment, he's not back that same day.
Oh, you don't say. Harry's like, any minute now.
He's probably like 30 minutes was like.
Like, don't ever watch a pot try to boil or whatever that saying is.
Yeah, a watched pot never boils.
That one.
Yeah.
Watching paint dry.
Sure.
Don't ever watch a pot trying to boil.
I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes I just don't remember.
Jinx, yummy, coke, jinx, yummy, summer cola, 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 jinx, yummy,
coke, jinx, yummy, summer cola, jinx, yummy, coke, jinx, yummy, summer cola, jinx, yummy, coke, jinx, yummy, summer cola, jinx, yummy, coke, jinx, yummy, summer cola, jinx, yummy, coke, jinx, yummy,
summer cola, jinx, yummy, coke, jinx, yummy, summer cola, jinx, yummy, coke, jinx, yummy, summer cola, jinx, yummy, coke, jinx, yummy, summer cola, jinx, yummy, coke, jinx, yummy, summer cola, jinx, yummy, coke, jinx, yummy,
well, that's going on the internet.
Oh, Marguerite, I only won one coke out of that. That was just me winning it.
That was intense.
That was taking one away from what you owe me.
I would never. Yeah. I would never try that hard.
When I tell you that's how hard we go every time we jinx each other, I'm not lying.
You gotta start training your lung capacity. Dang.
The last time we did it, Chrissy was with us, and she was like, "You guys are stupid."
She was just staring at us like, this is unbelievable.
I'm like, I can't wait to see the clipped footage of that.
Well, we just stared at each other's eyes the whole time.
I was like, you're going to run out of air. You're going to run out of air.
A mess.
I'm full of hot air, baby.
Oh, yeah, God.
Gosh. Okay, so...
I love that it was on like a sigh too, like we like it wasn't even a word,
just a noise you made.
Yeah. Jinx, yummy coke. Better watch out, I'm coming for you, I'm coming for you.
Oh my god.
Look at that baby puppy. We get distracted easy on this podcast.
Oh my god,
no, it's really cute. Oh boy.
All right. So during Harry's waiting time, Hermione is trying to transfigure some moldy bread, and it's a no-go. And this is a nice little sneak peek at Gamp's law of elemental transfiguration.
That gives me what am I trying to say? It makes me think of the not Hermione on the train, because she talks about Gamp's law.
Oh, you're right, at Universal.
Oh my god, you guys, listen to this. So the wiki goes, I'm not reading this whole wiki because we can talk about it later when they're doing more stuff while they're on their camping trip. And so
the Dick's Sporting Goods commercial.
Correct. There's the wiki says there's five principal exceptions to Gamp's law. However, Elton Elderberry claims that there's actually six exceptions to the law, and so I looked up what source that is. And it says it's from Hogwarts Mystery Year 7, Chapter 47, The Circle and the Crown.
Is that Jacob's sibling?
It probably is.
Does Jacob's sibling do this?
Well, actually.
Too high on my face. Oh, man. So Creature doesn't come back the following day, but now there's two cloaked men that have appeared in the square. They're looking at number 12, but they can't see their residence. If you look back in your hymnal, I put in a note. So when Harry says Voldemort needed an elf, is that the moment that sent the Death Eaters to the square outside number 12?
They said Voldemort before that.
Okay.
Voldemort.
They did.
I think so. I think that they said it in Regulus's room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, they did.
Because of the clips?
They did. Okay. So that's not the moment. It was previous. But they hadn't looked out the window until now. Okay.
Right.
So the trio...
Oh, my God. Someone already got bingo. Sorry.
Means we've been off the
off
hook.
Off of what?
Holy poop. Taylor Swift, food talk... Bread, the wiki,
bread,
and any lake. Yeah, we just talked about moldy bread.
Oh,
we did.
Yeah,
yeah. She was just trying to transfigure moldy bread.
Oh yeah. I got stuck on the Gamps thing.
Look at Gryffindor again. Anyways,
yeah, we did talk about the lake before, didn't we?
I did.
Yeah.
So there's two men outside in the square, and so as the trio is discussing them, they decide that they're Death Eaters, And Hermione's like, I don't think they can see us. And they don't think that Snape has been there and had his, or they, I'm sorry, they do think Snape has been there and had his tongue tied, because they don't think that there's no way that Snape wouldn't have told everybody about Grimmauld Place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are these Death Eaters just sitting outside going, 11?
Somebody around here.
13.
I mean, they probably see that and are like, that's a little funky.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so they think that Snape's definitely had his tongue tied by the curse, and not that he's just keeping his mouth shut.
A good human.
Right.
Jesus, call Snape a good human.
Yeah, I can admit that.
Okay. She does love him.
It's pretty strong, but that's neither here nor there. So, regardless, they don't know how to get into Grimmauld Place. And it's a very, like, ominous mood with them outside. It's a little bit uncomfortable because there's, like, not much. Oh, no.
Oh, here we go. All right.
You look to play that
we
game.
We all have hoods.
So everybody's feeling a little bit more on edge because of this. They haven't heard a word from anybody since Mr. Weasley's Patronus was there. They're feeling a little restless. They're feeling a little irritable. They're starting to get hungry. They're feeling on edge. I am Ron Weasley. I feel this in my bones. And Ron. Click.
When I tell you, I would walk over there,
I would
grab
smash
that
it.
Thing out of his hand and throw it in the fire.
He keeps clicking the deluminator, and this makes things worse because Hermione is sitting there and she's trying to study the tales of Beetle the Bard, and she snaps at him and he's like, all right, like my bad. And she goes, well, can't you find something useful to occupy yourself? What, like reading kids' stories?
Jeez, Ronald.
I love it. Dumbledore left me this book, Ron, and he left me the deluminator, and maybe I'm supposed to use it. And I love this moment. Because it's like snarky, and it makes me laugh because it's like funny right now, and then it's really not funny later on.
Because
it's not good. So they're like, me, arguing about this, and Harry's had enough, and so he leaves. He's like, I gotta go check the kitchen again to see if Creature's here. And he keeps checking because he's really confident that when Creature comes back, he's gonna go to the kitchen. And Harry's about halfway down the stairs and he hears the metallic clicks of the front door locks. He's on high alert. It's like a dog. It's hair up. Or a cat.
I think he's like Phil with his straight little vibrating tail. And his little buffed out chest going.
Quote.
He thinks that he is such tough.
Mm-hmm, he does.
Well, he's a small dog.
Yeah,
he's
but
got
then,
big
like,
dreams.
But then the actual thing comes at him and he's like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. So, quote, every nerve in his body seemed tautened. He pulled out his wand, moved in the shadows beside the decapitated elf heads, and waited. The door opened. Saw a glimpse of the lamp-lit square outside. And a cloaked figure edged into the hall and closed the door behind it.
Hooded figure.
It's us. The intruder took a step forward and Moody's voice asked, Severus Snape. And then the dust figure rose out of the end of the hall and rushed for him, raising its dead hand.
It was not I who killed you, Albus.
Is that what he sounds like? Oh.
No, he sounds much sexier than that. But I'm not about to say it the way that he did.
Enemy, frenemy, who knows?
I mean, we do know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, this would terrify me.
Yeah.
I probably would poop my pants.
Prove it.
Right there. Harry couldn't make out who it was. But
poop your pants right now.
Well, I'm not in the moment.
Do I need to scare you?
Yes.
Boo. Dementor.
Speaking of poop. Poster boy. Today, I'm watching Evie today. And there was this moment, like, a couple weeks ago where we were putting her to bed. And she just, like, started giggling at the word poop. And it was hilarious. It was me, Katie, and Chrissy. And, like, anytime any of us said the word poop, she would just, like, have a giggle fit. And it was so funny.
It was the best coming of age moment I've ever been a part of.
She, like, remembered it today randomly and was just like, poop. Aunt Meg. Aunt Meg is poop. Aunt Kate is poop. Mommy is poop.
That's my girl. Yeah.
I was like, oh, Eves. Okay, anyway. So he couldn't make out who it was. But I will say Harry thinks well on his feet here. And he immediately points his wand right in the middle of, like, the cloud or whatever is there. And says, don't move. So Harry had forgotten about Mrs. Black, and she begins her screaming again. And Ron and Hermione came running down. Came running down with their wands drawn. And Remus says, hold your fire. It's me, Remus. And both of them, Hermione and Ron, feel relief immediately. And they lower their wands. And Remus, I mean, Harry does not. He makes Remus show himself.
Show yourself.
And Remus knows exactly what Harry wants him to do. And he just does it for him because he's the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. True. And Harry is doing exactly what Remus taught him to do. And he's very proud of him. So he says, I am Remus John Lupin, werewolf, sometimes known as Mooney, one of the four creators of the Marauders map, married to Nymphadorma, usually known as Tonks. And I taught you how to produce a Patronus. What?
Who's he married to?
What did I say?
Nymphadorma?
Who's Nymphadorma?
I said Nymphadorma?
You sure did? Me and Tiff were like...
Nymphadora.
Nymphadorma? Usually
known as Tonks. And I taught you how to produce a Patronus, Harry, which takes the form of a stag.
He forgot super hot and schmexy.
Agreed. Agreed.
Tiffany, I'm tired. Leave me alone.
He's making sure that he's saying things that very few people would know about him, though.
Marcus said Lupin giving his whole CV to get the door.
Literally.
CVs.
So Remus is proud of Harry for checking, and he like semi-scolds Ron and Hermione for lowering their defenses so quickly.
As he should.
Yes. I'm actually, like, so shocked that Hermione did. But
yeah, really.
I don't know. So Remus asks if there have been any signs of Severus, and Harry says no, and then immediately asks if everyone is okay. Remus says everyone is okay, but they are all being watched, and he tells them that there are a couple Death Eaters in the square outside too, and they are aware. He doesn't think they know he's here, Harry. Like, Remus doesn't think that the Death Eaters know that Harry's here. I was like, that's a lot of he's. Anyway. Otherwise, they'd have more Death Eaters out there than just two of them.
Yeah.
So they head down to the kitchen, and Remus pulls a few butterbeers from his cloak.
Love that.
And
where's
he,
the chocolate?
Right? He should have brought
trying
out chocolate,
to buy a
too.
Beer.
Want to buy a sundial?
What is it from?
Hercules.
That's right. I was like, I know it's a Disney movie.
But I'll never forget. And why do we have certain core memories that stand in our minds? We had a store called Ames back in the day.
I loved Ames.
There was a cardboard cutout. It was a guy with the jacket open. It was full of watches, and it said, psst, want to get a watch? Why do I remember that?
That's so funny.
You know, I also used to hide in the circle racks of clothes.
I would do that too.
Me
my
too.
My poor mom.
My mom would get so mad.
Ugh, rightfully so.
Yeah. So he wants to know what happened. Remus wants to know. And Harry tells him about the Death Eaters on Tottenham Court Road. And he is shocked. He's like aghast at this. And he says, but how did they find you so quickly? It's impossible to track anyone who apparates unless you grab hold of them as they disappear.
Hey, yeah, that's a little
foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. Mm-hmm.
Hermione asks if it was possible for Harry to have the trace still, but Remus is like, no, that is not possible. And he is really worried about how quickly they found them. So then Harry asked if Lupin could tell them what happened after they left, because all they knew was that the family was safe and they haven't heard anything else since then.
So he goes on to explain that Kingsley saved their butts big time with his warning. Mm-hmm. And because of that, most of the wedding guests were able to disapparate before the Death Eaters arrived. So Hermione is like, was it Death Eaters or ministry people? And he says it was a mixture, but it's kind of the same thing now.
Yeah.
There were about a dozen of them. None of them knew that Harry had been there. And Mr. Weasley had Mr. Weasley had heard a rumor that they tried to torture Harry's whereabouts out of Scrimgeour before they killed him. And if that's true, he did not give Harry away.
Admirable.
Very.
You know, as much as we are annoyed with him and right. don't agree with him.
That's yeah, obviously a good he was on the right side.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just went about it all wrong.
So
yeah.
three of them like exchanged the same look of like shock and gratitude. And from the book, he had never liked Scrimgeour much, but if what Lupin said was true, the man's final act had been to try to protect Harry. So it's just nice to know that he was on the right side.
Just
it sucks.
Like
Lily. What do you mean?
Just like Lily.
Oh, final act to protect mm-hmm. Harry. Yeah.
Is that some more protection?
Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Loren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Loren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
So we find out more that the Death Eaters
love there.
I know.
Yeah. Probably annoyance, but knows it's necessary. Yeah.
There would have been love if that snitch would have opened.
Right.
So the Death Eaters search the burrow top to bottom, which I'm like terrified for the Weasleys. Just like, I don't know. That had to be so scary.
Yeah.
They did not want to get too close to the ghoul. So that plan's working very well.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get information on Harry, but no one except the Order knew that he was there. Except Luna, which is not brought up here, and I wonder if that's like a little nugget of what happens later. I know that that's not why the Death Eaters come after Xenophilius. It's because of what he's posting in the Quibbler, but like I wonder if it's just like a tiny little nod to that.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it was kind of... It's a little out of left that he was there. Right?
Harry?
No, Xenophilius was at the wedding.
Yeah.
It's kind of
I know
odd,
they're like
right?
over the hill, but like, do they talk ever?
I feel like it made more sense for like Luna to be there. So like Ron had more friends to like chill with. Do you know what I mean?
But like, I guess, but also like it's his brother's wedding. That's weird.
It is a little strange.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they just invited them because they live nearby. I would not do that. That's for darn sure.
Can you think of inviting some of the people over here? track.
There's not a single neighbor by my parents' house that I would invite to my wedding.
Not even me.
You're not a neighbor.
I'm kind of a neighbor.
I mean, street over.
You're in the neighborhood.
I am in the neighborhood. No, but I don't know. Who's to say? What are wizarding weddings really like? Because we don't know all the deets.
I mean, they have to pay a lot less for food, okay? Because they can just multiply that.
That's true.
Jinx, almost.
No, that didn't count. Nice try, though.
I tried really hard.
It's because you can't see.
I really genuinely
I know you can't. I'm so sorry.
I'm trying so hard.
I'm not going back in her bedroom.
It's okay. So while the Death Eaters are crashing the wedding, more of them were forcing their way into every house throughout the country that had any sort of connection with the order. And Remus is quick to say there's no deaths. I'm glad he said that quickly, mm-hmm. so they didn't have to panic about it. They did burn down Daedalus Diggle's house, but as we know, he's not there because he's watching the Dursleys. And they did use the Cruciatus Curse.
Probably on the Hut on the Rock.
I hope so. They used the Cruciatus Curse on Tox's family. They are shaken, but they're okay.
Is that when Ted runs?
Yeah.
It's gotta be because he's straight up muggle-born, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there ever any more mention of Privet Drive? Like, do
he thinks about the Dursleys.
Do we ever get confirmation if the Death Eaters, like, went to Privet Drive?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think they probably went there that night.
Probably. But I'm just, like, curious.
I don't think so. I don't, like, not maybe only as a memory. I don't think so, though.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Interesting.
So Harry is like, the Death Eaters got through all those protective charms because Harry, with like 7 other fake Harrys and order members, like they were all safe once they reached these safe houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Remus says, what you've got to realize, Harry, is that the Death Eaters have got the full might of the ministry on their side now. They've got the power to perform brutal spells without fear of identification or arrest. They managed to penetrate every defensive spell we'd cast against them, and once inside, they were completely open about why they'd come.
No shame.
No shame. Mm-hmm. So Hermione's like, so are they, like, bothering to have any sort of excuse about torturing people over where Harry is?
Mm.
And he pulls out a copy of the Daily Prophet. It's got a giant picture of Harry's face on it, and it says, wanted for questioning about the death of Albus Dumbledore.
Giving birth to undesirable.
Right.
Number one.
Can you, like, imagine that, though? Like, you're wanted for questioning over a very tragic, triggering thing that you had to go through.
And you know what I bet led to that idea? Rita Skeeter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Blame. He thinks about that.
In her article previously. Mm-hmm.
So they were like, oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great excuse.
Yeah. Seen running away from the scene moments after Dumbledore was pushed or fell.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid it was a spell.
That rhymed. Ron and Hermione are outraged. Harry says nothing. He doesn't want to read anymore. Mm-hmm. He's already thinking what Tiff just said about Rita Skeeter. And he's also like, no one on the tower besides me knew what really killed Dumbledore. So like, who's gonna... It's his word against everyone
Snape
else.
Snape knows.
True. But he thinks he's bad.
I know.
So the Death Eaters have taken over the Prophet as well. And Harry's like,
they've always had the Prophet, please.
Right, let's be real. He's like, surely people like realize what's going on, right? And Remus says, no, the coup has been very smooth. It's basically been completely silent. And then to round off this part, he says, the official version of Scrimgeour's murder is that he resigned and he's been replaced by Pious Thickness, who is under the Imperius Curse.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think that's different in the movie, right? Like, he's just, like, a straight-up Death Eater. The Minister of Magic.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't...
But I think it makes it more real in the books, as it always does, that he's...
I don't watch that movie.
Under the curse.
So, let's talk about Pious Thickness' name. Pious, meaning dutiful. Thick is British slang for stupid. And ness, quality or a state of condition. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Very intentional.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
I just, oh, you know.
Okay. Lightning bolt.
Mm. Where's my bookmark?
Gil, can we talk about whether or not seeing Voldemort while it was taboo broke the Fidelius charm around Grimmauld Place or not? It haunts me still. I can't figure out how they weren't caught. It does not break the Fidelius charm.
No.
It just alerts the Death Eaters that someone in that area said it. And since they can't see Grimmauld Place, they can't get to them. So they're kind of just like camping out in that area in the hopes that
someone around here said it, they'll show up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how skilled my man is that he had to apparate right on the top step?
Yeah, nice. They all did that.
Hermione, Ron, and Harry do it too later.
Okay, but Remus did it first, right?
I know.
Okay.
He gave them the idea. I mean, I'm not going to say anything bad about Remus. Maybe in the next chapter. I mean, second half of this chapter.
Yeah, it's going to be not nice. For sure.
Marguerite, if you were the trio, would you have pre-packed food for the camping trip? And if so, what?
Well, they don't know they're going on a camping trip.
No, but shouldn't you pack all the essentials?
But I definitely would have packed snacks. You need
some straight up boxed dry goods in that little bag of
granola
goodies.
Bars.
They were very foolish to not have been prepared to not go back to Grimmauld Place.
Yeah.
And that's just a lesson that they had to learn.
Yeah.
And she does it later on. They do it when they go to Gringotts because they pull out stuff to eat from Shell Cottage.
Okay, well, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
They learned from their
mistakes. They learned from that. But if I were to have known to pack the snacks, it would have been very similar to the lake vacation snacks we talked about in the previous episode.
Yeah.
You know what's always good for a road trip? Chex Mix.
Chex Mix is good. Or like
Bold Chex Mix.
Yeah, because you want like a lot of those like rye bread pieces.
I want it all.
Really, like, Chrissy bought a bag of just the bread pieces, and I was like, oh, this is the best. It's like Gardetto, like just the rye chips.
Do you ever eat those, like the mustard pretzels?
Yeah.
Those are good.
Those are really good.
Those are addicting.
Mm-hmm.
Honey pretzels, mustard pretzels.
Mm. I love a good like sourdough hard pretzel.
Yeah, dude.
Those are good.
I just love pretzels.
Little nuggets. Yummy.
Pretzels and beer cheese.
Yes.
Sometimes the peanut butter filled nuggets. Mm.
My sister lived peanut on those
when like she was pregnant. Ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking soft snack. Pretzels, and I was like, peanut butter filled soft pretzels? That sounds good.
I'd be down for that, though.
I would try that.
Sounds good.
Ooh, everyone really does like the Dots pretzels.
What's Dots pretzels?
Dots pretzels are good. It's like a company. Dots is like a company, and they're like seasoned. They're good. If you
see them. Pretzel sticks. They're pretty good.
Mmm.
Gil said, what would happen if the Death Eaters unionized? I don't think that they're smart enough to unionize.
The healthcare would be outrageously great.
It would be. That's true.
It's a very, I don't know, I feel like you're going to get hurt on the job. Do we have workers' compensation?
Right. Can you see the Death Eaters, like, sitting down, like a union rep sitting down with Voldemort? Well, here's our list of complaints and demands.
I've been cursed. Can I go home?
Yeah, you're good. Anybody else? No, we're good.
This is kind of more so for the second half, but let's this is a good little segue because we know what's coming.
Sure.
So Sarkar asks, would you have let Remus come searching for Horcruxes if you were Harry?
No.
Can't leave your no, you can't. You can't do it. You can't do it.
I was going to say yes.
I would want him to come along.
I see you doing that. I see you not letting him go because you're very loyal to Dumbledore's word, true and true and true. You, on the other hand, would try to finagle a way to make it work because you want that help.
He's someone that I would trust.
Correct.
Right.
So I would be like, yeah, I'm not going to say no to help.
And he's like, he's a skilled wizard, you know.
Yeah.
And Harry learns later on that it's okay to trust when he instills the knowledge in Neville, even though he knows he's going to die, but he still opens that up. And he does think before he does it, you know, secrets and lies, that's how we were raised, you know, and he doesn't want to be like that. So he does work against it. I got a bit on my shoulder.
Dude, I got a bite too.
I got a bite on my leg.
Bugs.
You got fleas down here.
Yeah, from your new cat.
Fleas.
Okay, Discord discourse. Marcus, it makes me think of Harry asking Dumbledore if Scrimgeour was good, and Dumbledore was annoyed at the oversimplification of the question.
What?
It makes me think... Let me just say this again. It makes me think of Harry asking Dumbledore if Scrimgeour was
what is
good.
It? What is it?
Oh, like, I think that what he's referring to is, like, how he did not give up Harry.
Oh.
While being tortured. Just, like, the whole last point about Scrimgeour. Mm. And Dumbledore is annoyed at the oversimplification of the... Oversimplification of the question. Because... He's good, yes, but he's also not good.
Yeah.
But he's good.
Yeah.
You know, like, mm-hmm. there is, like, a gray area there.
Yeah. Not everything is going to be one way or the other.
And Mia replied and said, people are more than one thing.
Correct.
APATS, I appreciated the author for showing an example of the corrupt relationship between media pundits and government officials.
And how.
Yep.
Oh, guys, I'm so over it. How do you even read news?
I
don't know.
Avoid it, honestly.
I literally don't. If you have a good, not biased
that email
news
thing
source,
that 1440. Regine, yeah, 1440 is pretty good.
You can I just want to know what happened.
That's, yeah,
I don't need to know your opinion on it.
Yep.
Quite frankly, exactly what it does. Opinion pieces need to have opinion flashing in your face before you read it.
1440 delivers you... Just like the top things that happen in the world.
It's like a headline, and then if you want to read more, there's a link. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to, obviously.
And then they always have like some fun stuff at the bottom, too.
My parents have the news on all day, too, and it also drives me bonkers.
My dad does. My mom makes him turn it off, though.
It's depressing, dude.
Yeah.
We were not made to have world news at our fingertips 24/7.
No.
We can't do that.
It's a lot.
It's too much.
Fan story it.
All right, this comes from Ruby from October of 2022, which is
2 years
quite
ago.
Quite a while
it's an
ago.
Adorable name.
I know, I like that name. Hi ladies, Ruby here. I love your podcast so much because it gives me a place to discuss Potter with other crazy Potterheads. Thank you so much for everything you do for us Swishers. Now my Potter story. I was given the books for my 7th birthday. I finished 1 through 4 within a few months, but when my 7-year-old self came to the 5th book, I freaked out and put the books down for 3 years.
Oh.
After 3 years, I picked up Order again and read half of it, but didn't get into it, so I put it down for another year.
Okay.
I started it again around my 11th birthday and fell in love with the Potter universe again. I read 5, 6, and 7 in a few weeks and cried when Deathly Hallows was over.
Same.
I remember sitting on the couch reading at my uncle's house while the adults were talking. When I finished Hallows and just burst into tears and all the adults were so confused. My whole life I have struggled with sensory processing disorder, and whenever I was going through treatments, Potter was always there with me.
Hmm.
When I was 12, I went on a school camp trip, not knowing it would be the worst experience of my life. A few days into the camp, while everyone was around the campfire and arguing with my friend and it was dark, my friend whispered in my ear and said, oh, trigger warning.
Oh. Okay.
For self-harm.
Trigger warning. My friend whispered in my ear and said, I'm going to cut myself. And she ran over to the kitchen table and grabbed a knife and ran off into the forest. I ran after her. I won't go into a lot of detail because of triggers, but it's safe to say it was the worst experience of my life. After that, I fell into what felt like a never-ending pit of depression and anxiety. The thing that helped pull me out of that pit was Potter. I got a therapy dog and started to reread Potter. My friend would later say that she didn't actually want to hurt herself. She just wanted to make a big statement to get everyone to stop arguing with her, but it still deeply affected me.
Mm.
I have loved Potter when it pulled me out of dark places. I love Potter now, and I will love it forever. Sorry if that was really long. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
My Potter profile. My house is Ravenclaw. My Patronus is a unicorn. Pretty sure that's rare.
I want that.
That is awesome.
My wand is vine wood with phoenix feather core, supple flexibility, 11 inches. My favorite character is Luna. My Aww. Dog is named Luna.
Aww. That.
My favorite book is Prisoner, and my favorite movie is Order.
Heck yeah. That is not common. Thank I love
you.
That.
Thank you so much for creating an amazing Potter platform for all Potterheads from Ruby and Luna.
Please tell your dog I said hi.
Yeah. All the squitches and scratches.
Can you send us a picture of your dog?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Ruby, thank you for your story.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm glad that you're, you know, you got your little pup and you're enjoying Potter again. And
sending you hugs.
Happy to be here for you.
Lots of people in Discord sending love. I like what Bree said. Make your unicorn be a light for you in places where all other lights have gone out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Thank you for your story. Want a joke?
Yeah.
Please.
So I love Harry Potter, but after rereading the chapter The Death Day Party, I realized something about Nearly Headless Nick. He was a very poorly executed character.
Oh my god.
Remember my joke about the hokey pokey and you didn't know how to respond?
Nope.
Wait, I forgot.
You remember that?
No, tell me.
No. What was it? Something about I used to like be obsessed with the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around. Tiffany just broke. Stopped working.
I love it. If you'd like to follow us on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family, and Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we not exciting enough for you?
Your Instagram and TikTok are boring.
My TikTok probably is because it's dead.
At @tiffswish_flick. We got a bingo way early in the episode from Blake. Shout out
like
to Gryffindor.
Millennia ago.
And the House Cup standings remain the same, I'm sure.
Are you serious?
Your
we were like 400 points away.
Remains.
It's close. Strong. Oh, no. They kind of pulled forward a little bit again. Ravenclaw in first, Gryffindor in second, Hufflepuff in third, and Slytherin in fourth.
Go, go, Gryffindor. Go, go, Gryffindor. What's this for? Is it for Cadmus?
Cadmus.
Are you so excited to meet him?
I'm going to get some.
I'm so excited for you to meet him.
Tiffany gets to meet him tomorrow.
He looks like a slinky minky. Like he is so skinny.
He's
so tiny.
Silky too. His fur is so silky soft.
A monkey tacky cat.
Jess, I will tell him for you.
I have not told my sister that you got a cat.
I'm sorry. He just spoke to us.
He did. We called Tiffany to tell her we might be adopting what eventually ended up being Cadmus, and she's like, "Why? I have farm cats for you.
I have farm cats for you." And last time I was down there, Andy was like, "No. It's a twofer. Got to take two at a time." He goes, "You can't separate them like that." I was like, "Okay, Andrew." Oh, man. This is for Cadmus, my sweet little nephew that has no idea that his crazy Aunt Teef is about to make his life so much better.
He's probably going to make you cry tomorrow. I hope he curls up on you.
I'll die.
He does like to cuddle.
A sweet death.
He is the cuddle bug.
Ugh. It'll make me so happy. Okay, Cadmus, this is for you, my sweet boy. And that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just in my voice!
I'm here. I'm queer. I'm ready to party. I finished Imogen, obviously, today.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I really did. Yeah, it was really good. Actually, I need to mark it off on my story graph.
We did it.
I can't see anything.
Sam, I know. We're still going.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.